For the past week, hundreds of delegates from around Afghanistan have been debating a new constitution. Once adopted, the document will lay the groundwork for national elections next year. The debate at the Loya Jirga in Kabul has been passionate. Tempers have flared over whether Afghanistan should have a strong presidency or a parliamentary system. The role of women in Afghan society is a topic of fierce dispute. Professor Barnett Rubin is an observer with the United Nations at the Loya Jirga, and he joins us now from Kabul. Welcome, Professor Rubin.
Thank you, Jackie.
You've been observing this process. Tell us how the Loya Jirga is divided between this presidential and parliamentary system. Is there any sort of consensus whatsoever?
I think that we have seen a kind of consensus forming around a presidential system with some checks on presidential power. The basic issues at stake are that many people, probably a majority, believe that given the presence of armed groups all over Afghanistan and the fragmentation of power in the country, it's necessary at this point to have a clear focus of power at the center. At the same time, since the president will probably come from the largest ethnic group, the Pashtuns, delegates coming in particular from other ethnic groups are concerned that they will be excluded from power under such a system.
What about the role of women? That got a lot of attention here this week when one female delegate spoke to the entire Loya Jirga. Could you recap what happened for us?
Malalai Joya is a 25-year-old social worker who spoke up at one of the first plenary sessions and protested that in the Loya Jirga, and particularly among the chairs of the working groups, there are many of the criminals who have destroyed Afghanistan. And this created a strong reaction by some of the leaders of the Mujahideen, confusion in the chair as to how to deal with it. She has continued, however, to participate in the Loya Jirga. I met with her earlier today, actually, although she's been under some guard in case there are any threats against her. Now, as far as the role of women is concerned, they are 20% of the meeting. That is, there are more of them here than there are in the U.S. Congress. They're a very visible presence, and actually just about an hour ago I was at a meeting at the Ministry of Women's Affairs where there were, I don't know, maybe 200 women or something who were meeting to plan how to introduce amendments in order to further protect the rights of women.
So do they feel encouraged by what they're seeing happen in the Loya Jirga as regards the Constitution?
They have some misgivings because they feel that the Constitution as written does not clearly even state that women are equal citizens of Afghanistan, and they have found a lot of resistance from some of the delegates. For instance, some of them want to state that only a man can be the president of Afghanistan, and they are resisting the idea of equality because they claim that Islamic law requires certain kinds of inequality. And actually, in the vehicle on the way to that meeting, there was a very animated discussion among the women in the back seat about the misinterpretation of Islam by men and how conditions had changed since a thousand years ago. So there's a lot of passion among them and desire for change.
It sounds as if you've got those who would espouse a kind of modernity and those who favor traditionalism. What role for Islam do you see emerging in this constitution? I mean, certainly there are probably those who would want a full-on theocracy in Afghanistan.
Of course, the Constitution as written is an Islamic constitution. It states that no law can be contrary to Islam. It invokes Islam in its opening, and it has other provisions about Islam. One session, there was one leader of an Islamic group, I can't say who it was, who argued that the word democracy should be taken out of an article where it said that one of the duties of the state is to promote democracy. And he argued for this by saying, democracy, which is what it was in Persian, is a foreign word. But one of the delegates got up and said, well, the word motar, which means automobile, is also a foreign word, but we don't have any problems with using that. And the delegates decided to leave it in. At the same time, democracy is not just an idea that can be implemented because people have the idea. It requires a lot of investment, learning, and it requires a government that can actually have access to the population so that they can participate. Those are conditions that don't really exist in Afghanistan right now. So even if there are many people who support the idea, it will take a long time to build the institutions that can make it a reality.
Barnett Rubin is an observer with the United Nations at the Loya Jirga in Kabul. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Bye-bye.